I'd like to once again give yasher koach to the alumnus from a number of years ago who encouraged me to say the Parsha Shmuz during the summer months, even though there's no Friday Seder. This week's Parsha, Parsha's Korach, deals with the machlokes that Korach brings out and the rebellion that Korach leads against Moshe Rabbeinu. And I'd like to highlight 3 points about the machlokes that took place that I think we can learn a lot from. Machlokes is something that can bring down people, communities, and many, and can do terrible, terrible damage to individuals and communities, and also to Klal Yisrael. Here's point number one. Korach, of course, begins the rebellion and says, "What, Moshe Rabbeinu, who made you in charge? And here you are, you're giving Aaron as well the Kuno Gedola." And Moshe Rabbeinu responds as follows. I'm just going to quote from the Pasuk Yud Aleph. L'chein atav v'chol adoscha no'adim al Hashem v'al Aaron mahu kisulinu olav. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu turns to Korach and says, Korach, what are you getting excited about? You're not starting up with me. It's not me you're starting up with. You're starting with Hashem. As she points out, right? V'shvil kach atav v'chol adoscha no'adim itcha. Al Hashem. You're starting up with Hashem. I was just a messenger. I would just work here. I was just fulfilling my mission of Hashem, appointing Aaron as Kohen Gadol. It's not between me and you, says Moshe Rabbeinu. This is such a huge point that Moshe Rabbeinu is saying. That's really a point that we should all take to heart. When we have a machlokas with somebody, it's not with him, per se. There's something called Gezer Min HaShemayim. Often, and this is really the Gemara in Chulin Dav Zayin Amud Beis. Gemara in Chulin Dav Zayin Amud Beis tells us, "Ein Odom Noikiv Etzbo Milmata." Nobody moves a finger in this world, Ella in Kim Rachlizan Olav Milmala, unless it is decreed on in the upper worlds. So says the Gemara in Chulin Dav Zayin Amud Beis. Vafil Mival Bechira, even somebody who has Bechira Chavshes, which means that when Korach decided to start up with Moshe Rabbeinu, he's not starting up with Moshe Rabbeinu. It was Moshe's idea that Korach should have it, that Aaron should be the Kohen Gadol, and Korach would just be one of the people that carries the Aaron. No, that's not reality. That's not true. Korach had to understand there's no reason to get upset at Moshe Rabbeinu. Everything in life is a gezeirah min haShemayim. The Gemara in Tainus on Daf Chof Hei Amud Aleph tells us, "Mishmayim Mov Yaveh." Whatever comes to a person was supposed to come to him from Shemayim. Mishkol Yishokli. You're not supposed to take anything else. Anything a person has, whether it's his job, whether it's the amount of money he has, his health, anything in life is all Gezer Min HaShemayim, it's all Min HaShemayim. So when a person gets involved in a machlokes, or is about to get involved in a machlokes, he has to take a step back and contemplate the fact that you're right, there is a person on the other side that's totally wronging you. There's a person that's negatively affecting you, that's out, perhaps even out to get you, and he's a million percent wrong, that's true. But at the end of the day, it's a gezeirah min haShemayim. That's how you have to look at it. We know that the Mechinuch talks about this in terms of the mitzvah of not taking revenge. Right? In the Moshul, right? If a dog is hit by a stick, right? So the dog bites the stick, but it's not the stick that hit the dog. It's the person. The same thing with us. When we get hit, when we get negatively affected, when we get afflicted, even by a human being who has free choice, he's the stick. There's no reason to be getting upset at him. It's a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is probably one of the hardest things in life. When a person, whether it's in a family setting, a community setting, a job setting, so often we get involved in a machlokes, but we have to internalize the nekuda and the point that, hey, you're right, that person is so wrong, and he's really messing you up. There's no question about it. But a person has to realize it's all a gezeirah min haShemayim. And a person realizes that first step, yes, you can't be a pushover. Yes, you have to stick up for yourself oftentimes. But a person will certainly mitigate and minimize the amount of machlokas he's involved with. Right? You hear stories about Rav Steinman. They used to say ridiculous things about him. There was right, Moshe Feinstein also. Actually, just so recently, in Be'er Parsha this week, Mr. Zalman Meltzer, somebody wrote about him. They said, you know what, he's a person who wrote about me, he's having a hard time, he has no parnasa. David always says over the story about Rav Moshe Feinstein, somebody who wrote things all against all Rav Moshe's tshuvas, and Rav Moshe wrote that person hamlotza, an approbation for something. Even and all those gedolim were right, Rav Steinman, he was so right. Yet, he didn't say a word. Not a word. And obviously we're not on that Madriga, but there's no reason why we can't try. Oftentimes, it's going to happen. People are going to wrong us. But if we take a step back and realize it's not him, it's not that person with a lowercase h, it's him with an uppercase h, with a capital H, with a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that will save us a lot of pain and a lot of difficult situations. That's point number one. Point number two, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Yud, Amar Aleph tells us, V'yakum Moshe v'yelech Dosan v'Aviram. Moshe Rabbeinu goes and tries to appease Dosan and Aviram. Omer Yish Lokish Mikan She'in Machzikin v'machlokes. You're not supposed to stick with the machlokes. The Omer Rav Kol Machzik v'machlokes over b'lav. Shnema v'liyah k'kora v'chadosu. Says Rashi, in Machzikin, Af Shekvar Hechel HaMachlokes. Even if the machlokes started, you couldn't convince yourself that it's been Hashemayim. Even if the machlokes started, also, lehem lahachzik ulahamshich machlokes el yilmedu mimoshe rabenu shemochol al kvodo uvaatzmo holach alehem kedei levatul machlokes. You got to try to stop the machlokes. And one of the eitzes is to realize the following point, that right now everything seems to be fresh and confusing and uncomfortable and awkward and wrong. And all those points, and a person could be right. But if a person waits it out, he'll realize, you know what? Everything will be fine. And had Korach gone through with waiting and seeing how things progressed, and getting used to the fact that Moshe and Aaron are in charge, and he's also Chashev, it's most likely that he'll be okay. But once you get upset and you start getting involved in machlokas, it's really very, very hard to turn back. And Rav Meilich Biederman brings down a story that I think really illustrates this point beautifully. Rav Ephraim Golias, who's the mechaber of the Mate Ephraim, was a huge Talmud Chacham, and he's also a very wealthy person. He had banks and so on. And one time, a crystal bottle fell, a very, very expensive bottle. And Rav Ephraim Zalman Margolius didn't react. And he went right back to learning, and he didn't bother him at all. And his wife came in, and she says to him, "Wow, you know, it actually bothers me that the bottle broke, but I'm so impressed that you, my husband, didn't get upset at all, and you couldn't care less. How do you do it? What's the pshat? How do you do it? How are you able to see, to lose something, to have something break, and not react at all?" So he said to her, "Come back to me in a year from today." So she waited. A year passed, and Mamish, that night, already by Shkia time, of the next day, she went to him, she said, "No, tell me how it is that you're able to be so calm after the bottle breaks." And he said to her, "Now that it's a year has passed, are you upset about the bottle?" She said, "No, I couldn't care less." So he asked her, "Why?" "Because a year's already passed, you got used to it. You got used to it. You barely remember the bottle, and you got used to not having it." Says Rav Ephraim Margolius, "I already felt that way the second it happened. Because I understand the long term. I understand that life and everything is a long-term thing, and nothing's forever. I don't have a short-term vision. On the contrary, I think about what's going to be the damage a year from now. And when I realize a year from now I won't care about this, so right now it already doesn't bother me." And such an approach would have helped Korach. Right now he got excited, he wants it, but once he got used to the fact that Moshe's in charge, which he's obviously gotten used to before, and Aaron's Kohen Gadol, so a year from now he's really going to care. It's really going to make a difference. And if you plug this into life, so many things frustrate us. Let's say, give a mushal. Somebody cuts you off on the road. Somebody cuts you in line at the supermarket. Right? 10 minutes later, you're not going to care. You're going to be home the same time. It was Minash Shemayim that you would have gotten there at that time. Let's say a guy did the wrong thing. A guy literally stopped in the middle of the road, right? And started shooting with his friend. And you couldn't believe it. You're beginning, but what's the point? You're going to get home at the same time. Wherever you need to go, you let's say, worst case scenario, you missed, an appointment. First of all, that was meant to be anyway. But is that going to matter next year? Right? Is it going to matter? Is it going to matter in an hour or in 2 hours? So many things. We want to make a machlokas with somebody. We want to get upset at somebody. For what? And even big things. When I think about big things, a person's family situation or job situation, everything will work out. Eventually, everything's going to work out, certainly if you believe in Hashem. But if you just give it time. I recently heard on the radio that Savlonos, patience, stands for being happy and waiting for all the chips to fall, waiting for Hashem's plan to come to fruition. And when a person realizes that, I think in the Machlokas, and that's what I think Korach was wrong, he would have gotten used to it, he would have lived with it. Right now, he thinks it's the beginning stages, he doesn't really see how the Bnei Yisrael is shaping up, and he really wants to be the Kohen Gadol, and so on and so forth. But just sit tight, and let the chips fall. And that's another tremendous point that a person should contemplate to try to prevent himself from getting involved in a Machlokas and getting upset for no reason. Point number three. In Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Vav, it says, "Vayilonu kol das bnei Yisrael mimachras al Moshe v'al Aaron lemor, atem amisim es am Hashem." You killed Jewish people, the people of Hashem. How could he do such a thing? And the Mefarshim ask, how is it possible that yesterday they saw Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron leading bnei Yisrael and were, you know, tremendous leaders, and here they are, they're blaming them for everything? I mean, they also saw that the people that were involved in Korach's Edah, they were swallowed up in the ground, and which it was just a clear demonstration Moshe and Aaron are right, and yet here they are, they're complaining Moshe and Aaron did something wrong? How could that be? So Rav Meir Biederman brings from the basis fill the Ger Rebbe, that the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Yud, tells us that Omer B'Yochanan, Korach lo min habluim, lo min hasurufim. Korach was not swallowed up in the ground. He wasn't burned. Pirish shelo nivla be'eretz adaso. He wasn't swallowed up. Gamlo nisraf b'chol eishes makriva k'toris. He wasn't burned when with the other people that brought the foreign k'toris. Rashi tells us elab magif hames when behind shemis rak l'machras hahu yom the next day. He only died the next day. Nimsa shebibokro shel yom adayin haya korach b'chayim. The next day in the morning, Korach was alive. Korach saw what happened to the other people from his Eda. And what happened? Nevertheless, did he learn from what happened? No. On the contrary, not only did he not learn his lesson, he started up again. He was the one who's leading the rest of Bnei Yisrael, saying, "Nu, Vayilonu Kalas Yisrael." Right? And they said, "Lama Atami Hamisimus Am Hashem." Not only did Korach not step back down the day after it was proven that he was wrong, he was again rebel rousing. What's going on over here? Says the Beis Yisrael, you see the power of Machlokas. When a person is involved in Machlokas, he can't think straight. His seichel is finished. Even though he saw that it was clear the Moshe Aaron was right and he was wrong, nevertheless, Korach couldn't remove his das from understanding that he was wrong. And the Moshe and Aaron were the correct leaders. You see from here that when a person is involved in Machlokas, when a person gets all excited and he has such negiyas, such biases, and he's convinced he's right, it's going to be very, very hard to convince him otherwise, even though he could be 1,000,000% wrong. And this is something we need to be aware of. When a person gets involved in Machlokas, and it could be that he's right, but sometimes a person gets... And now, even if he's right, we said it's not Kedai, number one, because he has to understand it's from Hashem. Number two, just wait and see. There's some sort of, wait and see, be patient, maybe try to get used to the outcome on the other side, and it obviously going hand in hand with waiting for the plan of Hashem to take effect. But number three, even when a person's right, when a person gets involved in Machlokas, and certainly if he's wrong, but even if he's right, he could become convoluted, he could become very confused, and certainly certainly blind to some of the facts, even when he's right. So we know Machlokas is dangerous. Obviously, that brought about the Churban, and we're heading into Tammuz in the 3 weeks, and we have to certainly work on these areas. And Machlokas is a reality in life. But Ashreichem, praiseworthy are those who stay away from Machlokas. And just to recap the three huge points to keep in mind. Number one, it's from Hashem, it's not him. Number two, wait and see how things happen. And number three is often, when a person is involved in Machlokas, he's almost always not thinking straight, and a person has to be aware. Try to speak it out with somebody else. Obviously, Lashon Hara gets involved, but be very, very careful, because when a person's in Machlokas, he cannot think clearly, just as Korach was not able to think clearly after the fact that he was saved for the first day and wasn't punished right away, that he still was rebel-rousing and causing a Machlokas. Have a great Shabbos, and stay far away from Machlokas.